There are other factors, too. Take, say, automation, which is putting plenty of people out of work. A lot of that, actually, some of it was designed here in machine tools and so on. It's alleged that automation is results just from market forces, so you can't stop it, like the force of nature. But that's complete nonsense. The topic was studied in depth by David Noble here, no longer here, incidentally, partly for this reason. He's teaching in Canada now, but he did the main studies on what actually happened in developing numerical processing and other automation techniques. And what actually happened, in fact, is that it was so inefficient that it couldn't be done through market forces, and it had to be done through the state system. We have a huge state industrial system in the United States called the Pentagon. MIT is a small part of it, way out at the periphery. But it's a technique for funneling taxpayer funds to high technology industry. And automation was developed within the state system for decades, in fact, in the Navy and the Air Force and so on, where cost doesn't matter because the taxpayer's paying for it anyway. And it was designed in very specific ways, not to be efficient, not for economic efficiency, but for control and power. As far as the automation technology is concerned, it could be used to put decision-making power and control into the hands of skilled machinists and get rid of managers. Technology is perfectly happy to be used that way. Or it can be used to de-skill machinists, increase levels of management. The technology is happy that way, too. It doesn't care. That's the way it was designed. And it was designed as a weapon of class war through the state system because it couldn't possibly be done through market forces because of its inefficiency. That's true of containerization. It's true of machine tools. In fact, it's true across the board. It's even true of computers.